Hello, and welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In this week's episode, Namji Day Respect! November 13th is the 15th anniversary of the day Suga moved into the dorm and started living with RM, which means it's the perfect episode to talk about their duet, Respect. Recent BTS activity, October 27th to November 11th. Just a quick overview because of how busy it's been. RM, J-Hope, and JK attended the premiere of First Ride starring JK's friend Cha Uno, who is currently enlisted and couldn't attend himself, but JK brought a body pillow of him, which is actually a reference to the movie. Only JK appeared in front of the press, however. RM and J-Hope just enjoyed the movie. Jin had his encore concerts in Incheon. He teased one of the concert surprises a couple of days before the first show by going live on Weverse in the band rehearsal space and having J-Hope and JK dance through the frame behind him. Meanwhile, JK decided to go live every day, or nearly every day, to open a box of cookies and see if he could find his name printed on them. The brand prints the most common names in Korea on their cookies. Now, JK soon discovered that Jungkook is not a common name, and so he switched to trying to find the name Ian instead. RM gave a speech at the APEC CEO Summit in Korea, encouraging funding for the arts, citing the unifying impact that is possible through cultural exchange. Like I said, Jin had his two encore concerts. J-Hope and JK were surprise guests on the first day, and Jimin and V were surprise guests on the second day, even partially to Jin. The concerts were fantastic. I watched them live and also the replays. Jin switched up the set list a little and gave us some real treats, including performing Awake 8 years after the last performance and singing a solo version of the song The Truth Untold while on the piano. We also got the first post-military performance of Steady Next to You by Jungkook and Love Me Again by V. V's appearance led to one of my favorite moments, which was Jin putting the concert on hold for a moment while he brought a tearful V back up on stage. V had gotten overwhelmed by performing with ARMY again, so basically Jin paused to be a big brother for a second and give V even more stage time so that he could soak in the feeling more. And also, I'm sure, so that Jin could go on stage without being worried about V crying alone backstage. It was really cute and touching and also hilarious because it's Jin and Tae, who both have great senses of humor. Jin did a brief live after his second concert, and then Jimin and V came live to play League of Legends together, though they played a secret game that was clearly just had the same terminology as League of Legends. V eventually lost power due to a thunderstorm that was happening and Jimin was left alone, but they informed us that recording for the new album is complete and all that's left is the mix and mastering and possibly some edits. This meant that all members of BTS had a little bit of time off. JK decided to spend the first part of his time off with ARMY. Opening a cookie package wasn't enough time spent with ARMY, so JK quickly got all the software and equipment needed to become a video game streamer, and his daily streams turned into many hours of gameplay, either solo or with ARMY. About a week after he started, JK let ARMY know that he'd be taking a few days off to rest and likely spend some of his vacation outside of his house. Of course, in the midst of all these events, members have been posting to Instagram and Weverse. I won't go into detail for the sake of time, but RM has been the most active as usual, and there's still no sign of Suga since his Instagram post in September. But he's likely busy with the album and also supporting the development of the MIND program at the Minyungi Treatment Center. I know that the doctor he works with there is busy writing about the program with the goal of it being available for international centers for autism support to adopt as well. So I'm sure there's work involved in that. V has also become a brand ambassador for the beauty brands Tirtir and Yunt. A friend of mine uses Tirtir and absolutely loves it because it's rare to find such a high quality Korean makeup company that has darker skin matching shades available. So there's two endorsements for Tirtir. You're welcome. Please send me makeup or money, Tirtir. And just last night, before recording this, RM went on a Weverse commenting spree and posted that the music is coming along really well and to look forward to 2026. Jimin also posted a photo of the sunset, which is making ARMY speculate about whether his sun and moon photos over the past few days might be clues. And Hobi gave us all a photo of Peppero on Peppero Day in Korea. This day in BTS history, November 13th. November 13th, 2010. The day that started it all. This is the day, as Suga has informed us in multiple interviews, that he moved into the dorm and started living with RM. Because of Suga's memory for dates, and a tendency to mention how long he's been living with Namjoon in interviews, ARMY has come to refer to November 13th as Namji Day, a portmanteau of their given names, Namjoon and Yoongi. I always say Namji Day, but it now occurs to me that it would be Namgi Day because of squishing their names together. And you don't say Yoongi, you say Yoongi, Namgi. But that's really hard for me to say. So I'll keep saying it Namji Day because that's what I'm used to saying, even though I guess that's incorrect. Anyway, people can comment on that. These are words I've never actually said aloud, I guess, apparently. So let's use this opportunity to talk a little bit about the history of Namjoon and Yoongi's friendship. November 13th wasn't the first day they met. 3 weeks before, on October 24th, Yoongi had the final rap battle at the Hit It Finals, the competition that served as his audition to Big Hit. He came in second, but was signed alongside the winner. As far as I know, this is when Namjoon and Yoongi would have met in person for the first time. But going back further than that, Yoongi already knew of Namjoon. They had both gotten inspired to begin rapping after hearing Epic High's song Fly when it was released in 2005. Suga had been already or simultaneously inspired by Ryuichi Sakamoto's score of The Last Emperor to begin composing. Both young Namjoon and Yoongi began to be active in the hip-hop underground in Korea, with Namjoon taking advantage of living near Seoul and Yoongi finding a small crew in his hometown in Daegu. At the time, there were online forums where aspiring hip-hop musicians traded MIDI files and recordings, and also tales of battles in underground performance clubs. Namjoon soon made a name for himself, primarily under the name Runch Ronda, due to how quick-witted his lyrics were at such a young age. So when Yoongi decided to audition and go to Seoul, part of him wanted to do it for the possibility to face Namjoon in a rap battle, and, as his own ego believed, completely trounce him. As it was, when Yoongi auditioned, Big Hit provided several beat choices for him to rap over for his submission. Yoongi chose the beat for 17, a song that RM had recently released on SoundCloud. Yoongi took the beat and remixed it first, then submitted it with his rap. A clever way to also audition for producing in what was supposed to be purely a rap audition. And that was the history of the relationship before Yoongi even moved into the dorm on November 13th, 2010. November 13th, 2011. A year later, and the concept of Bangtan has changed from a pure hip-hop crew to an idol group. Many of the trainees that RM and Suga lived with when Suga first moved in have left the group, except J-Hope, who had moved in at Christmas that year. Now, the trainee dorms and practice rooms are full of vocalist hopefuls as well, including Jin, Jungkook, and V. However, unbeknownst to them, someone is still missing. And on this day, in 2011, Jimin is in Busan taking part in a popping dance competition. You can find clips from this popping dance competition on YouTube. November 13th, 2013. Jumping ahead 2 years this time, BTS have debuted with seven members we know and love. On this day, they're rehearsing for the Melon Music Awards, which will take place the next day. Jimin tweets a photo he took at Simply K-pop the day before. Suga tweets a selfie on the way to rehearsal. RM tweets photos of his family dog, Moni. Jin retaliates by tweeting a photo of his dog, Junggu, to prove that he's the cutest. And RM tweets to recommend some music. November 13th, 2014. BTS have a concert in Kobe, Japan. RM tweet recommends Wu-Tang Clan Ain't Nothing by Wu-Tang Clan. And he also tweets a selfie. Meanwhile, on ARMY Twitter, Jin's only and most hilarious controversy is brewing as fans have spotted a suspicious package of king-size protection in the background of Jin's latest cooking blog. Big Hit would release a statement the next day saying they were a fan gift, but to this day it's a running joke within fandom that they belonged to Jin. November 13th, 2015. BTS are gearing up to release The Most Beautiful Moment in Life Part 2, so on this day we just get music recommendations with JK recommending Wires by The Neighborhood, as well as other songs, and RM recommending Weight in Gold by Gallant. November 13th, 2016. Now we find the other very important anniversary in our Bangtan universe. On this day, in 2016, BTS have the second day of their third muster in Seoul, titled Army Zip. I talked about this concert a little during my episode on the song 2-3, but it was during this concert that ARMY decided to do an event during the song where they turned the arena into a flower path for BTS, and they did this by covering their white ARMY bomb light sticks in a thin purple plastic bag to imitate the color of flowers. Upon seeing this, RM informed ARMY that purple was his favorite color as a child, and V, spontaneously, defined purple as having its own meaning, that because it's the last in the rainbow, it means I will trust and love you for a long time. The meaning catches on, and within months, we start seeing the emergence of Borahe, or I Purple You, as a way to express affection in the fandom, as well as purple becoming BTS's unofficial official color, something that other idol groups had, but BTS never defined themselves. In addition to that historical moment, we also get a bunch of Twitter activity after the concert, with selfies and videos from the members. J-Hope posted a letter on the Fan Cafe thanking ARMY for their support and communicating how moved he was. He compares BTS and ARMY being together as a firm ball. No matter how much it's kicked, it only bounces back up higher. Meanwhile, Jimin records a log telling ARMY about how the members all talked amongst themselves recently about how much they treasure ARMY, and Jimin wants to make sure ARMY know that. "Please keep wanting to see us," is Jimin's quote of the day. November 13th, 2017. Another important event. RM drops the stage name Rap Monster in favor of just RM, with an announcement of the change in the BTS Fan Cafe. Rap Monster had become his stage name as a trainee when one of his rap audio files became corrupted and the only part of the song that survived was a repetition of the words Rap Monster, which everyone found hilarious and started using it to refer to Namjoon. It was a great stage name for their initial debut concept, but over the years, as the group's theme changed and concepts matured, and RM himself matured, it no longer fit his personality or how he wanted to present himself to the world. In an interview, RM was asked what RM could stand for now, and offhandedly he said, "Maybe real me," to pick something that fits someone who is trying to be an honest, authentic human in their work. Many ARMY latched onto that new definition, and you'll sometimes see guides state it as fact, but I'm personally not sure if RM subscribes to that definition permanently, or if he prefers the name to just be RM and the meaning changeable. Another thing that happened on this day in 2017, BTS members celebrated reaching 10 million followers on Twitter by posting selfies and videos. November 13th, 2018. BTS are performing the Love Yourself tour in Tokyo, Japan. You can see parts of this tour in episode 1 of the docuseries Break the Silence. This is also the concert where Jimin's new Nevermind tattoo was first spotted by fans, launching a fierce debate about whether it was real or fake, given that Jimin was the first member of BTS to get a tattoo. J-Hope tweeted photos of himself on stage before the show, and RM also tweets some selfies. This is also the day that they film the group video encouraging students in Korea who are about to write the CSAT or college aptitude test, and it's absolutely hilarious, as Suga derails the encouragement by also stating that it's also okay if some people don't do well because school isn't that important anyway in the broad scheme of life. And RM is like, "Anyway, good luck on the test. Stay in school," with barely concealed, exasperated, yet affectionate panic in his eyes. November 13th, 2019. BTS are in Finland. They're in Helsinki. It's day one of their Winter Package 2020 photo shoot. They take photos in the rainy city and then go to a ski resort after lunch to do some nighttime shots. You can see this day in Winter Package 2020 and JK's short film GCF in Helsinki on the Bangtan TV YouTube channel. Once again, Jin posts an encouraging message on Weverse to those taking the CSAT exams. November 13th, 2020. It's pandemic times, so BTS are doing secret things in Korea as they prep for the upcoming release of the B album. Suga tweets selfies from when they did a Wall Street Journal photo shoot. He's 2 weeks into his recovery from surgery on his shoulder that he damaged just before debut. Jimin also tweets a photo of his recent medical exam, which reports his height as 174 centimeters instead of 173.6 centimeters, which means that he's officially the same height as Suga. Jimin is thrilled and declares he's coming for J-Hope's height next. On the Bangtan TV YouTube channel, they also post a video recorded in September of them looking over the Prototype B album packaging. November 13th, 2021. BTS are gearing up to leave the country for the first time in about 18 months, as pandemic restrictions begin to lessen now that vaccines have rolled out around the world. V tweets a photo of himself and his dog Yontan, and also his new black card, which shows that he's number 613 of 1,000 invite-only holders of this card. He then deletes the photo and says he should be more careful, but reiterates that 613 is faded. So a lesson here, folks, don't post photos of your credit card online, not even if they have a reference to one of your favorite anniversaries. Hobi also tweets a selfie, Jimin posts a selfie on Reverse, and Jin is active in the comments there. November 13th, 2022. RM posts a quote by Sylvain Tesson from Dans les forêts de Sibérie about how life is about paying respect to the dreams one had as a child. RM posts a photo of his album concept aesthetic. This is for the upcoming release of Indigo, now that we're in Chapter 2. And J-Hope shares a clip of the Run BTS choreography video they just released. November 13th, 2023. Suga, Jin, and J-Hope are all enlisted, but RM and the MACD line are still free. V posts a mirror selfie in a long blonde wig, just to be mysterious. RM posts photos from his adventures of the past little while, including vacation photos with his parents. November 13th, 2024. With everyone enlisted except for Jin and J-Hope, it's pretty quiet. On Bangtan TV, Jin posts a video wishing students good luck on their tests again, and RM uses his phone time in the military to share an interview with Popeye magazine. J-Hope is actually in LA at this moment, working on the three singles that he'll release starting in the new year. And that brings us to this November 13th in 2025, the 15th anniversary of Namji Day. And I can only assume that RM and Suga are still working together, using both their amazing skill sets to create another remarkable BTS album along with the rest of the members. Song discussion. Respect. Released on the Map of the Soul 7 album in February of 2020, Respect is a unit song with RM and Suga. It's a 90s-style boom-bap rap song that explores the way the word and act of respect is used in the Korean hip-hop community and also society as a whole. The song is a B-side, so there's no music video. There is also only one performance. So let's talk about the performance first. Suga and RM performed the song at BTS's first online-only concert, Bang Bang Conda Live, which was done for Festa 2020 during the height of the pandemic. Since the song is in the style of 90s boom bap, RM and Suga dressed in retro styles and performed on a retro-styled set. Kind of a blend of the last two decades of the 20th century, when hip-hop was a young, growing genre. They also performed 80s and 90s style dance moves, the kind of moves that would eventually evolve into breakdancing and so many different styles, but started off as simple repeated steps to the beat. It's a great performance for also spotting RM forgetting the dance step sequence and Suga laughing at him but matching him so that the mistake isn't too noticeable, and then Suga just keeps smiling with the most endeared look on his face. The performance is fun, just like the song. While both RM and Suga can get deep and philosophical and serious in their writing, as we see on songs like Strange, released just weeks before the performance on the August D album D2, I think Respect was a way for them to just have fun. Though they don't get too far away from the philosophical, so let's dive into the lyrics and talk about it. Respect was produced by Hisnoise, Suga, and El Capitan, and written by those same three and RM. As I already said, the song is about the word respect. It's basically an etymological breakdown of the word, as well as a discussion of how it's used in Korean society. And I do mean the English word. which Koreans have used as a loanword, even though Korean has its own words for aspects of what the word respect means in English, which we'll get into later. Of course, being a 90s throwback, we have to start with the lines, put your hands in the air. But then the first verse kicks in with RM saying, Ayo Suga, making this the second song in BTS's discography that begins as a conversation between RM and Suga. So what are they discussing? RM continues, The word that floats around me these days, respect, but I'm a bit confused by its meaning these days. RM goes on to explain that people say they respect someone whenever that person does something, but RM isn't sure what it means. He says that it's obviously superior to love, or belongs to a higher tier than love, perhaps the highest tier. RM then breaks down the etymology of the word. Respect, like the word itself, it's to look and look again. And he's not wrong. The word respect comes from the Latin, meaning literally act of looking back or often at one. RM continues as to why looking back would bring about respect. When you keep looking at someone, you're bound to see their flaws, but the fact that you nonetheless want to keep looking requires absolute faith in that someone. For RM, this is why respect isn't something he can say easily, because in order to mean it sincerely, then you must have faith in that person, regardless of their flaws, that you will continue to look to them. For RM, the word itself is immeasurable in its weight and thickness, and that someday he'll be able to say it confidently with all his heart to himself and to Suga. The refrain comes in with both of them, warning others not to use the word respect so easily, without really knowing the weight of the word. Because even I'm afraid of myself sometimes, wondering if they see through to the weak me. And here we get into the love yourself territory of the word respect. After the 3-album exploration or drive to find a way to love themselves, BTS dive deeper into their psyche in the Map of the Soul albums, and fundamentally, deeper into the act of love yourself. RM has already told us that respect could be treated as a higher form of love, or higher than love. And yet, they're worried about whether they can respect themselves, let alone whether when people discover their flaws, they'll continue to garner respect from others. The chorus is very much in the 90s style, and is just fun repetition of the word respect, and repeating the fact that people are saying it too easily without even knowing what it means. Again, we're talking about an English word being adopted by Korean speakers. They aren't talking about the Korean concepts of respect. We'll get into those later. In Suga's verse, it gets even more conversational, with RM providing responses to Suga's sentences in the form of ad-libs. Suga begins by asking, what is respect? Which RM takes as a rhetorical question and asks, what, Hyung? As though Suga is about to tell him. But Suga answers, I don't know, that's why I'm asking, dude. Suga latches onto the admiration meaning of respect, and discusses that there's no need for admiration when there's not even any acknowledgement that behind your back they talk bad about you. So for Suga, the word is meaningless, because people will say the word without their actions following through. If you really respect someone, you wouldn't talk badly about them when they aren't around. Suga is using the Korean words admire and acknowledge deliberately, because both those words could translate to respect in English. But one has the meaning of admire, esteem, and the other means to acknowledge or accept. If you think of the English word respect's colloquial use, even in North America, this is pretty accurate translation. Think of someone seeing a cool BTS performance. They might exclaim, respect, afterwards, to acknowledge the hard work that BTS must have put into their rehearsal and practice. Or it could be said in admiration of the amount of thought that went into the artistry. Suga concludes his verse by taking the high ground. He honestly respects people, but has no expectations that they would respect him too, so he'd prefer they skip the empty word. He finishes his verse by applauding those that speak ill while smiling. The second repetition of the refrain changes from warning others not to use the word lightly to instead wishing good things for those that they respect. Again, the chorus encourages everyone not to use the word without knowing the meaning, and to take a look at it again, or respect. The song finishes with a spoken outro, exchanged in Daegu Satori, or Daegu dialect. Suga says, Dude, you know respect? RM replies, No, sir. Suga says, Me either. RM wonders, Why the hell is it so difficult? Suga translates it to admiration. Aaron wonders what they want to respect or look at again. Suga then translates it into acknowledgement. Then they devolve into shouting the possible Korean translations of acknowledgement or admiration. And Suga concludes, he's come to think that respect is both those. The final exchange is, English is hard. I know, right? RM and Suga have talked about the song one time together on Cool 6.13 FM, Suga's radio program, during the pandemic on May 2nd, 2020. Suga admitted that the original draft had more cursing in it, but they made him take it out. But other than that, the recording went very smoothly. In RM's Map of the Soul 7 Behind livestream, RM explained that the song stemmed from a casual conversation he and Suga had at either a drinking party or just between themselves, about how people say respect too lightly, despite the weight RM thinks the word should have. RM thought it'd be fun to turn their conversation into a rap song. Personal opinion time. As fun a song as this is, I think it still carries a very important message that seems increasingly important with each passing year. And that's the fact that words have weight, and you should always be mindful of the words you are using and whether you truly mean them. Personally, I try not to use the word hate, especially when referring to a person, unless I truly mean it. It's important to differentiate between dislike and hate. And as Suga points out in his verse, are your actions reflecting your language? Do you say that you love someone, but then disrespect them? Certainly, if respect is the highest form of love, or higher than love, it must factor into the behavior of one who is loving. I'd argue that to love without respect is something other than love. It's also important not just to focus on the words you're using, but the words other people are using. And this goes into what you're reading in the news, what politicians are saying. If they are using language to dehumanize others, to sway your opinion into seeing other people as less than. Words are very, very important. There's a quote from a Holocaust survivor named Judy Cohen that I heard on the radio once in an interview, who said, "The Holocaust started with words." So, yeah, just keep that in mind as you're listening to current rhetoric, especially when it's referring to people who might be oppressed or who might be actively being murdered. It's very important to notice what people are saying and to really consider the weight of their words and the words they are choosing to use. But back to the fun stuff and RM discussing the song. He explained that he and Suga have different ways of talking, but they started at the same point, that it was important to respect respect. Suga asked RM to do the conversation at the end, and they just came up with it on the spot. Same with RM's ad-libs on Suga's part, which RM did by imitating Suga's way of talking, hence why the end conversation ends up in Daegu dialect. So, why did I choose to talk about the song Respect on Namji Day? If you think back to Suga in Daegu, hearing about a young Ranchranda up in Seoul totally obliterating his competition in rap battles, and when Suga sees an opportunity to meet RM, part of his ego wants to battle him, confident in his ability to beat whoever this smart kid is. But I think that desire to battle RM came from a subconscious place of recognizing an intellectual equal. Of all the alternate universe scenarios that Suga or RM's life path could have brought them on, I think the best possible universe is the one we're in, where Suga moves in with RM on November 13th, 2010, and 10 years later, released the song Respect, a song that stemmed out of a casual intellectual conversation they had about etymology, social language use, and the weight of a word. And they performed it while clearly having fun and smiling and laughing even through mistakes, and then finished the song with RM talking to Suga in Suga's dialect that's easy for even RM to slip into after so many years together. Our society tends to put romantic love on a pedestal, but I have to agree with RM that true respect is the actual highest form of love. So when they say they respect each other, that to me is the ultimate friendship song to these two geniuses. And now for the song I'm going to do next time, and what day I'll be talking about. Looking at the calendar, there's kind of an awkward amount of time between now and Jin's birthday on December 4th. I'm also really busy this month trying to get some stuff done. So I think I'm going to make my next episode in 3 weeks on Jin's birthday. So it'll be Jin's birthday episode, and I will be talking about his song Moon. I will try to make up for the 3 week wait in December by possibly doing three episodes in December. So it'll be Jin's birthday, possibly a Christmas episode, and then a episode for December 30th, V's birthday at the end of the month. And I'll have to decide what songs I'm going to do then for those ones, but that's my tentative plan. So that's the next three episodes planned out will get us to the new year. So if you have any thoughts about Namji Day or the song Respect and you want to chat about them, the easiest place to find me is on Blue Sky. I love having conversations there. And yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. If you'd like to discuss this episode or next week's song or have a say in what song gets chosen in the future, you can find me on Patreon and Ko-fi at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also find me on Blue Sky at A Brand New Day Pod, or you can email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a good day.